Welcome back to another episode of Fantasy End Zone. I'm your host, as always, Jake. Today we'll be recapping week 8 games, injuries that keep piling up, and I'll give you waivers to be targeting. How many of you guys out there are putting up good scores, but you always face that one guy that just goes off? Seems like in every single one of my leagues lately, I've been scoring the second most, but I'm going against the most points scored. Just terrible beats, you know. This week I got a couple that I lose by two, by less than one. Right now I'm currently losing by 0.5. It's just terrible. I'm getting so fed up. You put all your good players in and that one team just goes off. It's unfortunately. But I guess that is fantasy. That's why we do this. Starting with the injuries, though, they just keep piling on and on and on. Buffalo Bills, Curtis Samuel, he missed Sunday's game. Carolina Panthers, Andy Dalton, he's dealing with a thumb injury. Bryce Young did start in the week 8. He did all right, not terribly. We'll talk about his numbers shortly. Cincinnati Bengals, T. Higgins actually missed the game with a hamstring injury. He's considered week to week or day to day, but we know how he is with his soft tissue injuries. Rico Dowdle showed up to the game for the Cowboys ill and didn't even play. He was ruled out. Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love, he injured his groin, did not return. Malik Willis finished the game. The MRI showed nothing major, just a strained groin. He's labeled as day-to-day. Houston Texans, Stephon Diggs had a knee injury. He's going under further evaluation. I have seen some reports that it could be a torn ACL. I have not got the clear word on it, so I can't label that for you. Jacksonville Jaguars, of always, they keep on their wide receiver injuries, keep piling up. Gabe Davis left with a shoulder injury. Christian Kirk is out for the remainder of the season with a fractured collarbone he suffered against the Packers this past week. And Brian Robinson, dealing with a chest injury, MRI showed nothing further than a contusion. I've seen reports he's week to week or he's out 2 to 4 weeks. I'm guessing right now he's just going to be labeled as week to week, but I look for him not to be playing this week. Minnesota Vikings, TJ Hockenson was activated after the game on Thursday Night Football, and he looks to be playing next week. So finally, if you had him stashed the whole year or just last few weeks, look for him. He's should be probably a plug and play after one or two games, I'd say, just so he gets his feet under him. New England Patriots, Drake London left Sunday's game with a concussion. He probably will be missing next week's game because, as always, they always get evaluated for concussions and labeled out. They usually miss the following week. The Saints, Bud Means, high ankle sprain, will miss some time. Kendre Miller suffered hamstring, did not return. Juwan Johnson evaluated for concussion. Derek Carr, I'm hoping he returns this week. He does look to be missed. And Chris Olave was evaluated for a concussion, but ended up coming back in the game. And he put up a hell of a game, actually. San Francisco 49ers, if they're not already thin, but hey, they got a bye week coming up. Jordan Mason pissing me off in my leagues. Two or three leagues I had him starting because I thought he was one of my starts of the week. Again, he cleared everything. saying that he's off the injury report. He doesn't show any labeled, you know, injury anything this past week. And up, oh, what does he do in the first half? Up, oh, he gets hit. Oh, it's his shoulder again. His AC sprain. He's still dealing with it. It's crap. Like, I feel like these teams need to be more, I guess, sugar, less sugar coating and just be upfront about some injuries. But we all know that's not going to happen. Chris Conley, week to week. Juwan Jennings did miss this one. He's considered week to week as well. He's supposed to be back after this coming bye week. So week 10, look for him to be playing. Deebo Samuel, late in the fourth quarter, got hit in the ribs. And, of course, he's just can't take hits constantly. He's labeled day to day. He did not come back in the game. Also, Christian McCaffrey is hopeful to be practicing this week. He is going to be doing some stimulated work, and hopefully it goes well for himself, and the 49ers will have their main guy back for week 10 because they are on a bye week again. DK Metcalf has a chance to play next week. He didn't play this week. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Sterling Shepard left the game with a hamstring, did not return. Will Levis missed the second straight week. And actually, Mason Rudolph looked decent in this game. I didn't think he was going to be all that beneficial. And he came back and he looked like an actual quarterback. That's weird to say for Mason Rudolph. But that is the injury reports right now that I have. With that, we'll get into the recaps. And the first game will be Philadelphia Eagles winning 37-17 against Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals were up early in this one, but failed to score in the second half, it looks like. Did not put up much of a fight. Jalen Hurts, 236 yards, one touchdown, but he did it with his legs and 37 yards, but three touchdowns. Saquon Barkley had 108 yards rushing, kept on getting tackled at the one-yard line, and we all knew what was going to happen because Jalen Hurts ended up with three touchdowns. Could have been a big day for Barkley instead, but I do have Hurts, so I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of happy that Barkley didn't get these touchdowns. Anyways, Devontae Smith, six catches, 85 yards, one touchdown. Good performance after the dud last week. A.J. Brown, five catches, 84 yards. Joe Burrow tried to do his best to keep the team in the game. Unfortunately, he was unsuccessful. And 234, one touchdown, one interception. And, hey, I was right on really the running backs. They didn't do crap for rushing. 32 yards for Chase Brown. He did have a running back or a touchdown. Mike Gesicki had seven catches, 73 yards. Jamar Chase, with T. Higgins out, had nine catches, 54 yards, one touchdown. Bengals need to get their crap together if they're going to be any kind of playoff team. If not, I could see them shutting some of these guys down toward the end of the season, because why even play them if you're not even going to make a postseason? It's hard, but Joe Burrow can do it. You know, he even said, you know, we got to win, I think, seven in the last nine just to make the playoffs, which can happen, but it's going to be a tricky one. Next game, Baltimore Ravens versus Cleveland Browns. Baltimore Ravens 24, but the Cleveland Browns 29. Cleveland Browns win this one. Lamar Jackson performed really well in this one. 289 and two touchdowns with 46 yards rushing. Derrick Henry, as always, gets his one touchdown, 73 yards. He had a hell of a game at the end of the fourth quarter. Zay Flowers, he did amazing. 7 catches, 115 yards. Looking at the game in the first half, I was like, damn, he is not going to get anything. I think he had 2 catches, like 2 yards. He was not getting it done. And then all of a sudden, boom, next thing you know, he's got 100 yards. I was like, hell yeah. Anyways, Mark Andrews had 5 catches, 36 yards, and a touchdown. On the other side, though, I got to talk about it. Jameis Winston was a start for me, and hopefully people listen to me. 334 yards, 3 touchdowns, and, I mean, why? It is huge for them, and I was so happy that he performed well because they also beat the Ravens. Also, I've been saying it for a couple weeks now. Start this guy over Dud Watson. But, of course, you know, they weren't going to do that because of the money situation. But give it up for him. You know, I'm so happy that he performed well. I think he led the NFL in passing yards, too, this week. Nick Chubb, 52 yards rushing. But Cedric Tillman is a beneficial factor in Winston starting. 7 catches, 99 yards, 2 touchdowns. Even Elijah Moore became relevant. 8 catches, 85 yards. Jerry Jeudy, 5 catches, 79 yards. But my main guy, David Njoku, 5 catches, 61 yards, and a touchdown. Now everyone on Browns is actually relevant, but the guy I'm going to be targeting is Tillman. That's back-to-back weeks that he's had great performances. Next game is Tennessee Titans 14 and the Detroit Lions 52. Like I said, Mason Rudolph did look decent in this one, just because he had 266 yards. 1 touchdown, but he did have 2 interceptions. But for fantasy, he also had 29 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. Tony Pollard had 94 yards in this one. Calvin Ridley, 10 catches, 143 yards. Where the heck has this performance been all year? Just because you got rid of DeAndre Hopkins, you start going off? I don't know. Could be something to watch for everyone. Jared Goff, 12 for 15, 85 yards, 3 touchdowns. Yeah, that's just crazy numbers. Only 85 yards, but had 3 touchdowns. But I guess when Jahmyr Gibbs has 127 yards, 1 touchdown. David Montgomery, he had 33 yards and a touchdown. He also had a passing touchdown as well. Sam Laporta, I didn't think he was going to get much, but I forgot it was National Tight Ends Weekend or National Tight End Day, so I should have been a lot better on that pick. 6 catches, 48 yards, and a touchdown. He is the one that caught the touchdown from David Montgomery, though. Khalif Raymond, 2 catches, 14 yards. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2 catches, 7 yards, and a touchdown. It was just hard to get a lot of points from your wide receivers in this one just because they only had less than 100 yards passing, but when their defense is making plays and their special teams returning punt returns, it's hard to get fantasy numbers. Next is Arizona winning 28-27 against Miami Dolphins. Ruined Tua's comeback. Kyler Murray, 307 with 2 touchdowns. He also added 19 yards rushing. James Conner, 53 yards and a touchdown. But Trey McBride, 9 catches, 124 yards. Huge day for him on National Tight Ends Day. Except for he just did not get that touchdown. Marvin Harrison Jr. comes back strong, 6 catches, 111 yards, 1 touchdown. And Michael Wilson, he keeps on getting touchdowns, 5 catches, 31 yards, and a touchdown. Once again, he put up double digits. I think this is like the fourth out of the last 5 weeks he's put up double digits. Tua, though, 234 yards, 1 touchdown. He had 13 yards rushing, and glad he slid. That boy needs to learn how to get it down. Devon Achane, 94 or 97 yards rushing. He also had 6 catches, 50 yards, and a touchdown. Raheem Mostert, 9 carries, 19 yards. Yikes. But he did have 2 touchdowns. Huge for him in that aspect. Tyreek Hill, though, I said fire them up. 6 catches, 72 yards. Jalen Waddle, 4 catches, 45 yards. And Jonnu Smith, 4 catches, 20 yards. I think it's going to get better. We got to remember Tua has missed the last 4 weeks with his concussion. I know it's going to get better for this offense. It has to, at least. You know, Devon Achane did his part. Huge day for him. Wish he would have got 3 more yards for a 100-yard bonus if you guys have that in fantasy leagues, but that would have been huge for some of my leagues. Tyreek Hill had a better week. I think this week added pretty much all the weeks combined times 2 from when he didn't have Tua as a quarterback. Next game is New York Jets. 22-25. They lost against New England Patriots. So, Aaron Rodgers, what are you going to come out and say now? Your team sucks. J-E-T-S, sucks, sucks, sucks. 233 yards, 2 touchdowns. It's decent numbers for a quarterback. He is also going to be on waiver ads for me. But this team, what is going on? Breece Hall, 80 yards rushing, no touchdowns. He added 1 catch, 9 yards after he had over 100 last week. It's unfortunate. Braylon Allen, 32 yards and a rushing touchdown. Garrett Wilson did have 5 catches, 113 yards on 8 targets. Devontae Adams, 4 catches, 54 yards. I think that number is going to increase in another week or so. Tyler Conklin, 3 catches, 42 yards, and a touchdown. Like I said earlier, Drake May, early in the first half, he was 3 for 6, 23 yards. Also, he had 46 yards rushing and a touchdown. Then he got concussed and knocked him out of this one. So Jacoby Brissett came in, and obviously, with Brissett at quarterback, I'm benching all pass catchers, maybe except for Hunter Henry. But he only had 132 yards. Ramondre Stevenson, 48 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Kayshon Boutte, though, 3 catches, 46 yards. Hunter Henry, 5 catches, 45 yards. I don't start if Drake May is missing next week. I do not start any pass catchers except for if you are streaming tight end. Hunter Henry can be that guy. Besides that, bench them all. Atlanta Falcons take this one 31-26 against Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Kirk Cousins, 276 yards, 4 touchdowns. Bijan Robinson, 63 yards, and he had 6 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Big day for him out of the backfield. Darnell Mooney, 5 catches, 92 yards, and a touchdown. And why not National Tight Ends Day? Kyle Pitts, 4 catches, 91 yards, 2 touchdowns. Drake London didn't perform that well, but with everyone else getting finally a piece of the pie, He had 4 catches, 34 yards. Baker Mayfield, 330, 3 touchdowns, 2 interceptions, unfortunately, though. Bucky Irving wasn't supposed to be playing. He did play. He had 44 yards rushing. Also 7 catches, 7 catches, 40 yards. Rashad White, 6 catches, 29 yards. Or that is rushing, 6 rushes, 29 yards. Receiving, he had 5 catches, 38 yards, and a touchdown. And like I said earlier, Kate Otten, National Tight Ends Day, why not? 9 catches, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns for him. And with looking at this team, who's going to be the next man up? It's hard to say even. No one really had great numbers. Rakeem Jarrett, 3 catches, 58 yards. Jalen McMillan is who I thought it would be. He had 7 targets. He had 4 catches, 34 yards. I think the big guy was Kate Otten, and looks like Bucky Irving as well, getting the catches out of the backfield. Next game is the Green Bay Packers winning 30-27 against Jacksonville Jaguars. Jordan Love came into this one, 196 and 1 interception. Like I said, he did leave this game with a groin injury. So insert Malik Willis, 56 yards, 1 touchdown. He had 23 yards rushing as well. Huge day for Josh Jacobs, though. Once Jordan Love was out, they said, hey, Jacobs, we need to lean on you. 127 yards, 2 touchdowns rushing. Huge day. Tucker Kraft, 3 catches, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Romeo Dobbs, 3 catches, 72 yards. Huge day again for him. Double digits. Ever since his suspension, he's been lights out and almost like a must start for me, I'd say. Jaden Reed, 2 catches, 55 yards. On the other side, Trevor Lawrence, 308 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. He also had 10 yards rushing and a rushing touchdown. Tank Bigsby again gets the start because Travis Etienne was out, 78 yards rushing, and 2 catches, 8 yards. Brian Thomas Jr., 3 catches, 60 yards, and a touchdown. It's going to be sad if he is missing time. You know, the 2 to 4 week time frame is what I've seen. It's hard to say what is going to happen there. Christian Kirk had 2 catches, 59 yards, but is out for the season with that broken collarbone. Evan Ingram, 4 catches, 36 yards, and a touchdown. A guy to keep an eye out for, though, is Parker Washington. 3 catches, 43 yards. Watch for him on your fantasy waivers. You might hear his name coming up later on. Next game is the Indianapolis Colts 20, Houston Texans 23. Texans win this one. Anthony Richardson did get the start, and my golly, this kid needs to learn to pass the ball to open receivers. 10 for 32, again, another terrible game completion-wise. 175 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. He added 45 yards on the ground. This guy took himself out of the game because he was tired when his team needed him ultimately. And I mean, I don't blame him because hell, he doesn't even play a goddamn game in general. He's usually only there for 3 quarters. So why not ball out for 3 quarters and then get injured? I don't know what to say for him. I thought he could be a cheat code, you know, with his rushing abilities, but my God, he's got to become more accurate and fast because they even asked, you know, Shane, the coach for the Colts, if he is a starter, and they said they got to evaluate all options. So that scares me for Anthony Richardson moving forward because he's got a short leash on him. And they're playing better with Joe Flacco, in my opinion. Rushing-wise, though, Jonathan Taylor, 105 yards, one touchdown. Josh Downs, four catches, 109 yards, one touchdown. Huge day for him. Michael Pittman Jr. had only one catch, 16 yards. On the other side, C.J. Stroud bouncing back from his terrible game against the Packers last week. 285 yards, one touchdown. He did not add anything for rushing. Joe Mixon again comes back, 102 yards and a touchdown. Receiving-wise, Stephon Diggs, five catches, 81 yards and nothing else besides the injury that took him out of the game. And it's to be seen if he's done for the year or if it's just a little bit. But, I mean, it was a non-contact injury, which usually meant ACL, so it's hard to say what his future will hold. Dalton Schultz, four catches, 52 yards. Tank Dell, four catches, 35 yards, and a touchdown. Finally gets on the board, and if Diggs misses time, Tank Dell is still a keeper to me and probably a must-start, especially if Nico comes back soon. He's going to be number one or number two on the team for the pecking order, so I would be keeping him. Next game is New Orleans Saints, 8, Chargers, 26. Chargers take that one. Once again, Spencer Rattler struggling being a pro. 156 yards passing and got replaced by the backup Jake Haener, 122 yards. But they look more efficient and better with Haener out there as the quarterback. Kamara adds 67 yards rushing, but had six catches, 55 yards rushing or receiving as well. Chris Olave did, like I said, get evaluated for concussion early in this game, but came back ultimately. Eight catches, 107-yard day. Huge day for him coming back. On the other side, though, Justin Herbert, 279 yards, two touchdowns. He also added 49 yards rushing. Huge rushing day for him. He almost beat out J.K. Dobbins, which had 57 yards and a touchdown. But my favorite is Ladd McConkey, six catches, 111 yards, two touchdowns. Joshua Palmer, two catches, 72 yards. And Will Disley, five catches, 41 yards. This team is built for running the ball, but, I mean, they passed really well this week, especially against a Saints team that was hot and cold at the beginning of the season. Next one is Buffalo Bills, 31-10 against Seattle. They smashed them. Josh Allen, 283 yards, two touchdowns, and he throws his first interception of the year. Last starting quarterback, everyday starting quarterback that threw an interception. James Cook, 111 yards, two touchdowns rushing. He added three catches, 22 yards receiving as well. Khalil Shakir, nine catches, 107 yards receiving. Keon Coleman, five catches, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Dalton Kincaid, hey, like I said, National Tight Ends Day, four catches, 31 yards, one touchdown. The disappointment here was easily Amari Cooper. He had two targets, one catch, 3 yards. So much for me saying he might be a sneaky start this week. Oh, I missed that one. That is a dud. I thought he might be where Shakir was or even Keon Coleman type of performance, but yikes. I didn't watch much of this game, to be honest. So I don't know why he wasn't getting the ball. I know they ran the crap out of the ball in this one, but you'd assume that you would want to still shine or show off your shiny new toy. Geno Smith struggles in this one. 212, one interception. He had 16 yards rushing. Everyone actually struggled in the rushing aspect. Ken Walker, 12 yards. Zach Charbonnet had 4, but a touchdown. Terrible day rushing the ball for Ken Walker. He had 4 catches, 33 yards receiving, though. Jackson Smith Najigba, 6 catches, 69 yards receiving as well. And DK Metcalf was out of this one. But also Tyler Lockett, 1 catch, 9 yards. I don't know if it must be past his prime. And obviously it's past his prime, but is it past his numbers to be irrelevant now? I don't know what to say. Moving on to the next game. Denver Broncos looking like a good team. 5-3 on the year. They just beat Carolina Panthers 28-14. Bryce Young, like I said, drew the start, 224 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Might be one of his best games of his career so far, but I won't say that. Chuba Hubbard, 56 yards rushing. He also added 2 catches, 15 yards. Jalen Coker, one of the backup wide receivers for the Panthers, 4 catches, 78 yards, 1 touchdown. Xavier Leggett, 4 catches, 34 yards, and a touchdown. I think he also dropped another touchdown, too, in this one, but he had some good plays. Leggett, he looked very explosive, but unfortunately, he only got the 1 touchdown. On the other side, Bo Nix, add him to your roster. Hell yeah. 284 yards, 3 touchdowns passing. Huge day for him. He also had 4 yards rushing, but hey, one of them was a touchdown, baby. Huge day rushing and passing for overall Bo Nix. He's doing what Sean Payton wants him to do, controlling the game flow, the tempo of the game, and their defense is great enough that holds the opponents not to a high-scoring game. Love it. Jalen McLaughlin, 47 yards rushing on 8 carries. Javonte Williams struggled in this one. 17 catches, 44 yards. Cortland Sutton, he is a big name last week of not even getting a single target. I think it was like 80-some games in a row he got at least 1 target, and it broke last week. This week he did great. 8 catches, 100 yards. And Adam Trautman, 4 catches, 85 yards, and a touchdown. Not really much more than that for fantasy relevance, because a lot of these guys are no-namers, in my opinion. Troy Franklin, 1 catch, 6 yards, you know. Little Jordan Humphreys, 4 catches, 22 yards. He looked like he kept on getting a lot of targets in this one as well, but I just love what Bo Nix is bringing to this Denver Broncos team, and having them set up for 5-3 on the year is awesome. Love it. Next game, Kansas City Chiefs stay undefeated, 27-20 against the Raiders. Patrick Mahomes looked decent. 262 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Added 17 yards rushing. Kareem Hunt, 59 yards, 1 touchdown. He also had 1 catch, 4 yards. Travis Kelce is picking up the slack from Rashee Rice missing. And, you know, it was National Tight Ends Day. Why not? 10 catches, 90 yards, and a touchdown. Xavier Worthy, 4 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Their new shiny toy, though, DeAndre Hopkins, 2 catches, 29 yards. I'm going to say he's going to come out and look great in a couple weeks. Let him get his, you know, feet right, set for this Kansas City team, and I think he will shine in this offense. The Raiders, Minshew, he actually passed decent in this one. 24 for 30, 209 yards, though, and two touchdowns. Struggled passing or struggled rushing the ball on this team. Alexander Mattison, 12 or 14 rushes for 15 yards. Yikes. Brock Bowers, 5 catches, 58 yards. Jacoby Myers finally returns from his injury, 6 catches, 52 yards, and a touchdown. Next game is the battle of number 1 overall draft pick and number 2 overall, Caleb Williams versus Jaden Daniels. Bears 15, Commanders 18. Commanders took this one. Caleb Williams, he struggled in this one mightily, and 10 for 24, 131 yards. He looked decent in the fourth quarter. I think he had 100 yards passing in the fourth quarter, but too little too late. He also had 41 yards rushing, but the main guy, DeAndre Swift, 129 yards, one touchdown. With Williams struggling, the receiving all struggled as well. Roma Dunze, 3 catches, 41 yards. Keenan Allen, 2 catches, 39 yards. DJ Moore, 2 catches, 27 yards. And Cole Kmet, 1 catch, 14 yards. It was really struggling for Caleb Williams in this offense. They just too little, too late, got the ball rolling toward the end of the game. It's just unfortunate that it was too little, too late. Jaden Daniels on the other side, he was projected week to week, but he did come out and play. 326 yards, one touchdown. He added 52 yards on the ground as well. Brian Robinson Jr., 65 yards rushing with one catch, 11 yards. Austin Eckler also had 52 yards rushing with two catches, 6 yards. But Terry McLaurin, 5 catches, 125 yards. Great day for him. Zach Ertz, if you want consistency, pick him up. 7 catches, 77 yards. But the main guy of this whole game, Noah Brown, 3 catches, 73 yards. 1 game-winning touchdown on a Hail Mary. That time expired is a great play. It just bunched up all. I think Stevenson on the Bears tipped it backwards, and the guy behind everyone was Noah Brown for a game-winning touchdown. Huge play. If you didn't see it, go ahead and watch it. It's everywhere posted. It is great play overall. Sunday Night Football, San Francisco 49ers 30 and Dallas Cowboys 24. Dak Prescott had 243 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Zeke Elliott, 34 yards and a touchdown. Huge day for CeeDee Lamb receiving, though. 13 catches, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. I felt like they were just force-feeding him because toward the end of the game, they were down by a bunch, and they just kept targeting and targeting and targeting CeeDee Lamb. I mean, he had 17 targets, catching 13 of them. Huge day for him. Hey, garbage time is lovely for some of these guys. Jalen Tolbert, 3 catches, 44 yards. And Jake Ferguson, 6 catches, 23 yards. Brock Purdy, 260 yards passing, 1 touchdown. He also added 56 yards rushing and a touchdown. Just crazy. Like I said, Jordan Mason left the game after 6 rushes for 18 yards. Again, he injured his shoulder. Good thing for them. They got a bye next week, but Bad thing is Christian McCaffrey is planning on coming back hopeful week 10. Isaiah Grendel, though, 85 yards and a touchdown. Huge rushing day for him for a backup. He also added 3 catches, 17 yards. And why not? It would never be National Tight Ends Day without George Kittle. 6 catches, 128 yards, and a touchdown. Deebo Samuel, before he got injured, 4 catches, 71 yards. Big day for Ricky Purcell, in my opinion, just coming back, still getting his legs fresh, especially after the gang shot. Healing, 4 catches, 38 yards. They almost lost this one, 49ers in the game. Dak Prescott did have opportunity at the end, but went 3 or 4 and out and lost during that time. And finally, your Monday night football game was a kick fest. New York Giants, 18. Pittsburgh Steelers, 26. Daniel Jones, 264 yards, 1 interception. But Tyrone Tracy, 145 yards, 1 touchdown. Hell of a day for him performance-wise. Darius Slayton, 4 catches, 108 yards. Malik Nabers coming back from injury, 7 catches, 71 yards. Wandell Robinson, 5 catches, 30 yards. I mean, it is a really good performance for Tyrone Tracy. He is a must-add for me. If he's out there, he is the main guy. He had 20 rushes. Devin Singletary, only 2. But when you're that good and that hot, you stay the hell out of his way and keep giving him the ball. Great performance for Tracy. On the other side, Russell Wilson gets it done. 20 for 28, 278 yards, 1 touchdown. He also added 7 yards rushing. Great day for him. I mean, he's only had 8 incompletions. I mean, this game would be like Justin Fields' best performance. And this is like a mediocre second game back from injury performance for Russell Wilson. This is why you made the big switch in putting Russell Wilson in the driver's seat at quarterback, which should not even be questioned at this point, especially after the 2 wins back-to-back. Najee Harris is red hot as well, 114 yards rushing in this one. Jalen Warren, 46 yards rushing. George Pickens, again, he survives with – he gives so much fantasy potential with Russell at quarterback, 4 catches, 70 yards. Van Jefferson, 4 catches, 62 yards. Calvin Austin, 3 catches, 54 yards, and a touchdown. Najee Harris also added 3 catches, 17 yards, and Jalen Warren, 2 catches, 13 yards. This is why you make the switch, though. I'm impressed with what I've seen out of Russell Wilson, and I'm happy because I've been saying it for years that Fields is not that great of a starting quarterback. And this is why you switched. With all that recap, don't worry. I got the fantasy waiver ads coming up next. With the fantasy waiver ads at quarterback position, my number one is Jameis Winston, 89% available. He just led the NFL in passing yards this week, and a big game over one of the hottest teams in the league, the Baltimore Ravens. He's a must-add for me. Bo Nix, 65% available. Huge day for me as well. He's a must-add if you're trying to stream a quarterback for a bye week. Great performance, and he controls the game. Aaron Rodgers, 49% available. I think he's going to keep on throwing his 270 yards, 2 touchdowns, is mediocre. He'll get you 15 to 20 points fantasy-wise. A couple other ones, perhaps. Matthew Stafford, 67% available with now Puka and Cooper Kupp available for him, I think this is where it starts taking off for this Rams offense. Trevor Lawrence, I threw him out there just for a streamer, but with his injuries to his wire receiver core, I'm not really touching, but he is available in 58%. Running back waiver targets, Tyrone Tracy, we just talked about, 145 yards. Huge day. He's available in 37%. I mean, I love what I've seen out of him the last few weeks, especially now it's confirmed he is the starter. You know, he had 20 carries to Devin Singletary, 2 carries. Braylon Allen is my next one, 55% available. If anything happens to Breece Hall, Allen is a top 10 running back, in my opinion, for fantasy, and will get it done for you. Just a great handcuff just for late in the season, perhaps, too. Jaylen Warren, he's available in 52% of leagues. He's getting you consistent, you know, 7 to 10 points every week in, week out. If anything happens to Najee Harris, we know there's times that he's been banged up, but it's just an option. Isaiah Garendo, 91%. Unfortunately, he is on a bye next week, and Christian McCaffrey is looking to come back. But, hey, who knows? Christian McCaffrey might not make it back in a couple weeks still. And I'm just going to throw Delvin Cook, 67% available. He didn't do much in his first game as a Cowboys, but, I mean, hell, no one did anything for the Cowboys in rushing. So just a thought. Wide receivers, though, number one target has to be Cedric Tillman, 76% available. Put up big performances back-to-back weeks. I like what I've seen, you know, 2 touchdowns, 99 yards this week with Jameis Winston at quarterback. It just raises a bar for all these pass catchers for him. Number two is Josh Downs, 37% available. He keeps on performing well, depending on no matter who it is, if it's Richardson or if it is Joe Flacco. If it's Flacco, I think they get more bumps just because Flacco's a better passing passer than Richardson. Next is Keon Coleman, 36% available. The last 2 weeks, 17 points and 18 points in fantasy. He's been playing 75% of snaps last week, and this week he played 83%. I think that numbers just keep climbing. I think they're feeling comfortable what they've been seeing out of him, and he brings that big body receiving bat or, you know, type of style to your offense. He's got to be one of my ads as well. Parker Washington, a lot might not know him, but he plays for Jacksonville Jaguars. He is the next man up for them. He's available pretty much in every league. He would not be a bad target, just especially with how depleted this wide receiver core is. Next couple are just throw it out there. Jalen Coker for Panthers. He's available in pretty much all leagues as well. And Alan Lazard, 51%. I know he did get hurt this past week. I don't know the extent of this injury, but he's been performing pretty well overall. I think he's got only 1, maybe 2 games all year that was less than double-digit fantasy points. Last but not least, the tight end waiver ads. I'm going to say Hunter Henry. I know the quarterback issue with Jacoby Brissett, but it might be only for 1 week. And he even had good numbers with Brissett. So, I mean, for a streamer, it's not bad for a week. If you want Mr. Consistency, though, is definitely Zach Ertz, available in 60% of leagues. He gives you your literally 8 to 15 points. He's not going to exceed higher, but he's not going to get you less than 7 points. Tyler Conklin, 80% available. Jonnu Smith, 89%. And Will Disley, I'm going to say, he's available in 97%. He's put up decent numbers back-to-back weeks. That could be also due to Hayden Hurst being out, but I like what I've been seeing out of him. And also, there's only usually going to be 15 tight ends picked up, but I'm just throwing the name out there for you. With that, that does conclude another episode of Fantasy End Zone. Tune in this week on Friday. I will have an episode out for you. I'll give you my starts of the week. We'll recap Thursday night football. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe. Also, email questions at fantasyendzonepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you guys later. Peace.